When I was studying to be a sonar technician when I was in the Navy, of course, they taught us electricity. Some of the stuff they taught us, the way they taught us, I just never got. I mean, I understood electricity, but they just didn't understand the way they did it. And of course, I had studied a little bit about electricity in junior high school, so I understood enough about it that I could work my way through it. But one of the things that they taught us was transistors. Obviously, because transistors are a major part of computers. And the way a transistor works is that you have a certain amount of voltage on each of the leads of a transistor. And if you have the right kind of voltage, it becomes like a switch that closes a circuit, which means that the electricity now can flow in a straight pattern through the transistor, and then it does whatever it's supposed to do. And then if you don't have the right kind of voltage, then the circuit opens, which means now the electricity cannot flow through. One of the things I found is electricity and plumbing are almost identical. And if you could understand electricity, you could understand plumbing. If you could understand plumbing, you could understand electricity. A check valve is like a diode. A diode is like a check valve and all, you know, things like that. So coming to understand all that, it's all about just how the electricity flows, you understand that there is like a dynamic that works with electricity. Now, you might say, well, I thought this was a program about the Catholic faith. Why are we studying electronics? Well, I'll talk about that in a second. First, let me tell you, you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So let me tell you what's next. You understand that part. And I told you about the electricity, and I told you about that. Now, I want you to go back to what I was talking about yesterday. And that's what you heard from my homily. And what you heard yesterday is the two parts of Jesus' teaching about repentance and belief in the gospel. And just like with a transistor, you need the right kind of voltage for it to work, so you need the right kind of understanding for you to be open to what the Lord is doing in your life. So if you don't have one or the other, it's not going to work. Just like if you don't have the right voltage, the transistor is not going to work. So if you don't have one or the other, it's not going to work. So if you're focused just on repentance because one day you'll go to heaven, it's not going to work. You're never going to come to a deep understanding of what it is that Christ is doing in our lives. And when people talk to you about that personal relationship with Christ, which is part of Catholicism, you'll reject it and say, no, that's not Catholicism. Yes, indeed it is. And at the same time, if you seek to have a relationship with Christ, but you have no desire to turn from sin, it's not going to work either. As a matter of fact, you might be deceived in the process. So those two aspects go together, repent and believe in the gospel. And obviously that sounds a lot like what we hear on Ash Wednesday, that sentence, because that's in fact what is used when you put the ashes on someone's head. But when you see that perspective, repent and believe the good news, when you see that understanding of that repent and believe the good news, those two things coming together, that when you realize that, the more you turn from sin, the more you understand the gospel. And the more you understand the gospel, the more you want to turn from sin. So you understand these deeper levels of the faith in such a way that as you seek to know Christ more and more, your life changes and it alters. But if you're focused on, I want to experience Christ, but on my terms, you're never going to experience the fullness of Christ. You may know a basic understanding of the faith, but you're never going to understand the deepest levels of the faith. Kind of one of the things that just kind of pops into my mind is when I was studying biblical archaeology at Harvard University many years ago. It was a course I took by Professor Lawrence Stager. It was a great course. I really enjoyed the course. And someone asked him, "Do you really have to do the reading for the course. Now, of course, he would give a lot of lectures and tell us a lot of great stuff about what was going on in, you know, biblical archaeology, which is studying the archaeological digs and studying the artifacts and studying what they tell us about the life, the reality of life in biblical times and how it relates to the Bible. And someone said to him, someone asked him again, you know, if you really have to do the reading, he said, you know, you really do, because if you don't, you're really not going to do well in this course. Well, that's because you need a deeper understanding than just what he gives in the class. And the class was great. The class was great, but you need this deeper understanding from doing the reading, and you learn about all these places and what they find. Now, it's kind of that same thing. You need those two elements. So if you really want to understand what it means to have a deep relationship with Christ, you have to understand that you have to turn from sin. But if you are turning from sin, then you ask the Lord to deepen your relationship with him. So it becomes this powerful symbiosis or whatever, I hope I didn't just invent a word, that really leads you to deepen what it means to be deep in the Catholic faith. And it is powerful. Then you understand it more powerfully. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
And remember, we have our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can contact the show. You can send us prayer requests. You can listen to the archives of the show. And you can do many other things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our new Substack newsletter / website. And you can also, as I said, donate to the show if you feel the show is touching your heart. You can do all of that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Just also a little community action. Granada House, which is located in our parish, is looking for winter clothes. If you know anyone who has some winter clothes that they want to give away, check out Granada House at GranadaHouse.org. That's GranadaHouse.org. So we're talking about that whole relationship. So as you deepen your relationship with Christ, and you find the more things that the Lord shows you that he wants you to let go of so that you can come closer to him. And what you're ultimately learning to do is to let go, is to let go of the way you want your life, and you're offering your life to the Lord to say, I want my life the way the Lord wants me to live. And that doesn't mean just behavior, it means everything. I want to experience everything the Lord really wants to give to me. That's a better way to put it. Really wants to give them to me. So that's where that vision comes in. And then you learn the deepest levels of wisdom and truth over time. Obviously, this doesn't happen, you know, one night. But over time, you learn the deepest wisdom. Because if you understand what the Bible teaches, you understand what our Catholic faith teaches, and it's something I preach on like constantly, is our faith is not about rules. It's about a pursuit of wisdom. And the wisdom lead us to understand the rules. So the more we pursue that wisdom, the more we understand this deeper relationship with Christ and what it has to offer us and what Christ is offering us directly in our prayer, in our relationship, in grace. And it's something that we can't fully imagine on our own. See, the saints were not just people who did good things. They had profound wisdom based on their relationship with Christ. So when people say to you, we're all called to be saints, That means we're all called not just to do good things. We're called to be filled with this wisdom, this deep, profound relationship with Christ that allows us to understand the world differently and to live in a way that is filled with the wisdom that leads us closer to Christ, that draws us to understand a whole new way of living. And by doing that, then we become closer to being saints because we understand where Christ is calling us. And one of the most powerful things that, which I've talked about over the past few days, is understanding the words of the Our Father that say, "May your will be done." And that's ultimately what we want. One of the problems we have in our world today, especially our country today, is people are turning away from Christ so that they can have their life the way they want it. It's not that they're literally turning away from Christ. It's just like, well, you know, Lord, I'll get back to you when I'm not as busy now getting my life the way I want it. No, what you actually want to do is turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, I offer you my life. Help me to make my life the way you want it. So here I want you to enter into my heart that you lead me to follow a path that my life becomes the way you want it, because I know if I do that, then I will experience the fullness of joy and happiness." And that's really what we are doing. That's really what our Catholic faith is all about. That's why I really get turned off by people who define our Catholic faith just in terms of, you know, you need to turn from sin so you won't end up in hell. That is an absolute, if at best, a superficial understanding of the faith, and the saints would always say that is a very poor understanding of the faith, almost a useless teaching. Obviously, you need to turn from sin, but it's turn from sin so that, just like the transistor, you may be more open to all the graces that the Lord is giving you. So remember what it's from Romans 12. We hear it in the commercial. That whole renewal of our mind. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll be back at 3 o'clock p.m. here on WROL. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says "Join us at Substack," and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.